This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Half of everybody at the station... I'm going to put my money on you to do the most damage at Wendy's.
I could do some crazy damage.
I'm pretty high on the list myself.
My kids love the shakes.
Oh, yeah.
The Frosties or whatever. Yeah. Like my kids love them. But, yeah, I can go for... The fries are the best, too. So, Wendy's is just awesome.
Nice, nice and... the fries. Certain things I could just eat nonstop. Like, just go and go. And go.
Yeah, I miss when the thing that I missed most about the Yankee season is the giveaways, but then the Wendy's, like, deliveries.
Oh, they bring them, the breakfast stuff. They got great breakfast food. You're right. That is a good call. We'll be getting that soon. Nice. All right, here we go.
Let's go.
All right, so it's BT and Sal and all the fan, 888-808-1019. So we heard before from the Giants general manager. We'll get back to these calls, but before we do that, let's hear from the Jets general manager. Mr. Mucci had a bunch of things to say. First up, what happened with Aaron Rodgers?
Just want to address the Aaron Rodgers stuff, get ahead of that. I'm not going to discuss any private discussions that I had with Aaron throughout this process, and really with any private discussion I had with any player for that matter. I'm not here to confirm or deny any rumors that happened during that process. I will say this, there was never an ultimatum our rules of engagement for Aaron to potentially join the Jets again. That never happened. AG and I had a lot of dialogue, a lot of conversations, a lot of good thoughts, and just felt at the end of the day, it was the best thing for the Jets moving forward, just going a different direction at the quarterback position. So a lot of respect for Aaron Rodgers as a player and person. First ballot Hall of Famer, wish him nothing but the best, but that was a decision we made, and look forward to kind of moving past that and into this next process here with free agency and the draft.
All right, so that started off a little bit on a rocky note there. I'm not here to confirm nor deny. But Mucci got it together. And by the way, we got to give him time to get used to this stuff. I mean, he is now the front man for the organization. And, you get comfortable in front of a mic with time. Now, not everybody's great on a mic. Like, I think Cashman does a good job for the Yankees. We don't hear much from Leon Rose at all for the Knicks. Like, so it really depends. But I do think that was pretty solid. And I think really at the end it provided a little bit of clarity if you choose to believe Mucci, and I will at this point, probably referencing the McAfee stuff, the OTAs. That's where he said, no, we did not offer an ultimatum. All right, so that's the Aaron Rodgers stuff. And because they've moved on from Aaron Rodgers, obviously now the plan is to exhaust all the options at quarterback.
We're going to exhaust all options. Obviously, there's a lot of intriguing prospects here this week at the Combine. We'll dive into that, some in free agency, and we'll keep all options open at quarterback and really every position on the team.
Short and sweet. I know that you probably want more as a fan. Trust me, I'd love a little more juice for the show. You don't have to provide more juice. Everybody knows why he's there. He's looking for a quarterback. He's looking at players. He's going to look at the free agents. He's going to make sense of what makes sense for the Jets. And again, a little short, but I think it's fine. I have no problem with that. Now, as they exhaust those options at quarterback, maybe they don't go quarterback at number seven. Thoughts on what they could do at number seven?
I do. I think at seven right now, we're going to be open to potentially moving up for a player or moving back. All those options are on the table right now.
There you go. It's dumb and it's foolish to project anything other than that. Hey, listen, we're open for business. If you're 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever, and if you're in front of us, we might be calling you. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I'm curious about this because as of now, he's still here. And there's a thought that, well, without Rodgers, Devontae Adams is going to be next, and they could obviously save some money with the salary cap. Here's him talking about Devontae Adams.
Yeah, Devontae's on the team right now. Obviously, we have a plan there, and in the in the next few weeks, we'll kind of address that issue. But Devontae's on the team. Again, all those private discussions that I've had with Devontae, his representation, I'll keep private for now.
Yeah, he's going to be off the team. I mean, that's what I take away from that. Devontae's on the team for now, and we have a plan, but, you know, we'll address that in a couple of weeks. So you've got to get, I would think, past certain checkpoints here. You know, when can you cut them? Do you trade them? What's absorbable? Dead money, blah, blah, blah. Hop, did you hear the same thing that I heard there with the Devontae Adams? Do you think he's off the team? Think they're moving on?
Yeah, I think that was once they got rid of Aaron, once they said they got rid of Aaron Rodgers, I think Devontae was next.
Yeah, I think that's a layup. All right, so that's Darren Mooji, the new general manager for the Jets. How about our guy Aaron Glenn, former Jet player, first-year head coach for Gang Green, and he just sounds pretty pumped up to be at the Combine and ready to roll. Here's AG.
I'm very grateful to be the head coach of this team. There's a number of things that has transpired over this first month of being the head coach. The things that have been most that's been important to me is the conversation that me and Mooj has had about this roster, about the coaching staff, the scouting department, and the conversation that I've had with our ownership group about how we see this team and moving forward. So those things have been outstanding to me. Listen, Mooj has talked about the Aaron Rodgers deal. I don't think there needs to be anything else said about that, especially with some of the players we have on the roster also. I don't think anything needs to be said about that. And I'm excited. I'm excited for the forward thinking of this group and what we're going to do as a team. So we're here to win now, and we're looking forward to it. So any questions?
He's all business, this guy, man. AG, serious. I love him. I mean, maybe, listen, depending upon what they do at quarterback, when they say we're here to win now, could it wind up being a small contradiction? Not that I would hold it against them. I don't think you're a first-year coach coming out saying, yeah, we're going to get our brains beat and stripped down of assets and whatever. You know, you certainly project positivity. But if Tyrod Taylor is starting week one, you know, are you really trying to win? Whatever. You give both of these gentlemen a lot of room to get off the tarmac, get a little altitude, figure out what's what. So that is kind of an overview from Aaron on the entire franchise. What about a little more specifically what he looks for in a quarterback?
We're looking for winners.
Are you confident that you can find a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
We're confident we're trying to win games. So that may be, it is what it is. So, and that's it. And the thing is, I don't want to disrespect any other players we have on our team. And it kind of pisses me off and some of the other players that's what we all talk about. You have Quinnen Williams, you have Quincy Williams, you have AVT. Now you have Joe Tippmann. All those guys need to be respected as far as winning games also.
All those guys need to be, what was that last part, respected? I don't understand that. All those guys need to be I'm confused there.
I think he means that just because you lost Rodgers doesn't mean we can't have a winning team with the players we have.
Yeah, you are on top of it today, dude. That's like 4 for 4. Good job, Dolph. Okay. Yeah, I don't disagree with that. They do have a lot of good players. What he's telling you is he doesn't think Rodgers is good enough. That's what he's telling you. That's it. And he probably wants somebody that's not stationary. And Aaron's, you know, pocket presence and his ability to move is just not what it was. So, again, I would have brought back Rodgers, but I'm not going to kick and scream. I'm on board with the decision. Trust the new regime until I have reason not to. Now, Hoff, was there one more or no?
Yeah, there's one more. Asked about, you know, talking if you talked to players about the decision to move on from Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yes, I have talked to him. And listen, I understand the reaction of the players, but I will say this. Every decision that me and Mooch make is to win and to win now. So I understand it, but again, listen, this is not going to be the last decision I make, right? That's going to upset some people. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Right? But as men, we talk about it.
That's right.
Make sure we keep it in house that we're going to continue to do.
I'm going
to
love this guy. I tell you, AG, he's the one. I'll put it on the table now. He's the savior. St. A.G. St. Aaron. Yes. Ironically, we thought it would be St. Aaron Rodgers to save us, but now we're putting the chips in the St. Aaron Glenn column. He just sounds like, I mean, and this is no surprise. I've obviously reacted to the hire. He's just a guy's guy. He is no nonsense. He is all in on trying to be the great coach. You know, he's told stories about how during the offseason, how he has spent time with you know, other coaches and the time he puts in, his delivery, it's just no nonsense. Like I love a coach who's not trying to placate people. Like he's not reckless, clearly, but he's not kissing anybody's ass. Hey, there's going to be other tough decisions I make. That's just the way it's going to be. And you'll find out when you find out. You're damn right we'll find out when we find out. I'm behind you, AG. I got you. He's going to lead us to the promised land, Hoff. I even like the way he says Mooch instead of Moochie. Mooch. Like, he's, man, I do admit that I'm eating it up a little bit more because he did play for the Jets and he was a really good player and he is from the Parcells tree and he was with Sean Payton. Like, there's a lot of reasons to like the resume of Aaron Glenn. There's a lot. And then you just listen to him talk, and it's like, all right, that's a real one right there. I like him even more.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the University Studies at AlmaSed.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.